Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. It is Janet Metzger, and I want to welcome you to the Network Marketers Den podcast. You know, today it's me because I have been asked this question so many times, and I honestly have to say, I want to bring you experts. And in this particular part of network marketing, I do consider myself an expert, and it has to do with reducing your turnover. You see, I've been in this industry for 20 plus years and have led huge organizations. And I quickly discovered that it could be a revolving door. People come and go. It's just constant. And I learned that I need to find a good, healthy balance. You have to have the quality of people along with quantity. It's not one or the other, despite what a corporate person might tell you. I've been that corporate person. You do need a little bit of the both, of both. But you know what? You're in the best industry in the world. You have to be so thankful that you have discovered this industry, whether you're brand new or you've been in it a long time. There are so many great things. You know, I could name hundreds of them, but a couple of things that I really appreciate about this business is that you've got an opportunity to really work on yourself about personal development. Those that are the most successful are always involved in some sort of personal development, whether it be with a coach, they're listening to something all of the time. And you know what? You've got the ability to earn money, and it'll allow you to do the things that you really and truly want. What you put into it, you get out of it. The people that you bring in, what you put into them is what you will get out of it. But it is a two-way street. Obviously, it must be a really good industry because, believe it or not, 2 million people each year in the United States alone will join a network marketing business. Now, maybe they've been with another one, but regardless, 2 million people. So it's not a fly-by-night thing. It's around. So everybody talks about all the earnings and all of the great things, but here's what nobody talks about. They don't talk about the turnover. You see, it has been for years and years and years, 95 to 98% turnover. So what does that mean? That means that out of those 2 million people, by the end of the year, 1.96 million of them are gone. So think about all of that work that you have put into it, not only in training them, but in finding them. Because, you know, it takes 10 times more effort to find somebody, train somebody, than it does to keep who you have. So if you can find that magic formula to not only bring people on, but help them stay longer. Now, there's always going to be turnover in this industry. There's turnover in any industry. But if you can have people stay longer, and or you can reduce the amount of turnover, you're going to win. You are going to win big time. So, you know, if somebody normally would stay with you for 3 months, if you can get them to stay for 6 months, you've got double the earning potential. So it truly is an important subject, and it is lose-lose if you don't embrace reducing your turnover, because it's taking your time, it's taking their money, and nobody's making money. So why is there such a revolving door? And why has there been this revolving door for years and years and years? Well, there's all kinds of things, but I'm going to boil it down to one simple thing. People leave because they're not making money. They're not making money, so they leave. Now, you're going to hear a lot of reasons, you know, but the fact is, if you are making enough money, you will stay. It's amazing how much more baloney and grief and finding time and all of those things that you can put up with if you're earning enough money. You've probably heard somebody say, it's not worth it. I work too much and I'm not earning enough money. Well, if they earned more money, they would probably stay. Sometimes you're going to hear somebody say, I don't have time. What they're saying is, I'm not making enough money for the time that I have invested. You'll hear things like, oh, well, there's so many problems with the company, with the delivery. This was out of stock. This happened, that happened. My check came late, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if they're making enough money, they'll put up with it. Maybe they say, oh, I don't like these products. I've got plenty of products. And when they tell me I don't like the products, I would say, you don't like any of the products? Because the fact of the matter is that most companies have hundreds of different products. You can't dislike them all. You must like something. So really, they don't like this particular product, but they're not making enough money. You'll hear things like, oh, it's too hard. I can't find enough customers. I can't find team members. They give up. But what they're really saying is that I am not making enough money. So I am not going to take the time. I am not going to learn how to find those new customers. I am not going to learn how to find those new team members and try them. It still boils down to, if they're getting a return on investment of their time and of their money and of their effort, they're going to stick with you. Maybe not forever, but they're going to stick with you longer than what they started with. So how do you slow down the revolving door? How do you have people stay longer? Well, it's really a four-step process. This is the four-step process I have taught. And I will tell you, it has made a huge difference in my business over the years. I grew groups of organizations, doubled them in less than a year. And when I'm talking doubling, I'm not talking about going from one to two. I'm talking about going from 5,000 to 10,000. Bring in enough people and help people stay, and you will win. So here's the four-step process. And this is the process that has worked, and it does not matter what your company is. So number one, you have to bring the right people on. I always used to say, don't bring on somebody that can just fog a mirror, for goodness sakes. You want people that are looking to build a business. You have to be honest with people. You have to explain that, you know what you're deciding to do, you're not going to make $1 million in a month without any effort. You have to ask them if they want to build a business. If they really want to build a business, why do they want to build a business? You should be asking people, how much time do they want to invest? So when somebody says, I don't have the time, well, you could try to talk them into it and that type of thing, but they are not willing to invest the time. You should be honest and say, you know what, you're going to have to invest some money if you're serious about this. No, it's not thousands of dollars, but they are going to have to make an investment. So when somebody says, oh, I only want to join your company if it's free, I would run for the hills, because quite honestly, they are a person that is, they're going to come on and they're going to leave as fast as they came on. If somebody wants to join your team and the only reason they want to join is because they want a discount, same way, you're just asking for somebody that's going to leave. So once they fill their shelves, they're done. They're gone. They might be saying, I spend too much money. Yeah, well, if all you're doing it is for yourselves. And you might be saying, well, that's okay, because if they leave, then they might just be my customer. Well, guess what? They're not going to be your customer for a really long time because they got so much stuff on their shelves. So if somebody says, well, I'm your customer and I think I'd really like to do the business so I could get a discount, you say, you know what? I understand. If you want to build a business and you want to run with me and work alongside me, let's do this together. But if you want to be somebody that's coming into the business just to receive a discount and get your products at wholesale, you know what? Let's stay a customer. Continue to be one of my loyal customers. And you know what? I'll give you a deal as you bring new people to me, new customers, et cetera. But I am going to tell you, I am just adamant about this. If somebody wants to join your team for a discount, they're going to be gone. It's just a matter of when. So number one, bring the right people on. Here's number two, onboarding. When you bring somebody on into the business, you got to do it the right way. Not just what the company offers, not say, watch this video and do this and do this and do this and do this. You need to be there to help them onboard. This is a very high touch business. Those that are the most successful are high touch, especially in their first 30 days. You want them to be successful right away, because if they're successful right away, that's when they're riding the wave and they're excited and, you know, they're going to tell everybody about it. That's when you want to be closest to them. Now, you might be saying, oh my gosh, for 30 days. I'm not saying do it for them. I'm saying be there for them. There's different things that you can do, but again, it is high touch. You're going to tell them what they need to do, exactly what they need to do, not just watch the company videos. What you got to do is you've got to be able to adapt to that person. This is a big mistake that people make in their onboarding. You sit down, you get somebody started in the business, and you've been in the business, say, 5 years. And what they do is they sit there and they tell them everything that they know in 5 years, and they try to tell them in the first hour. How do you think that person's feeling? They're so crazy overwhelmed, they don't know what to do. It's that fire hose effect. But see, if you're in touch with these people, if you're talking to them on a regular basis in the first 30 days, you don't have to tell them everything all at once. You got plenty of time to tell them. I like to call it's just in time training. Train them what they need. I hear it all the time from network marketers. They say, well, I told them that before. Well, you might have told them, but they don't remember. You told them 8 million things. And remember, the people that you bring on, some go fast, some go slow. You have to adapt to them. And the onboarding process, again, is a two-way street. I like to say, I step, you step. You know, you're going to do something, they have to do something. It's not you doing everything. They've got to step along with you. And finally, when it comes to onboarding, most companies have this. They have a fast start bonus, a quick start bonus, whatever it is. That is what you should be focused on. Help them, guide them to earn that bonus right off the bat. That is the right way to onboard. So you found the right people. You've onboarded them the right way. How do you keep them going? Well, it's one word. And it's an art. It does take some practice and knowledge, but it is about recognition. That's one of the best parts about this business is recognition. I absolutely love not getting recognized. I love to give the recognition. But it's not just about recognizing. It's about recognizing the right things, the right type of recognition, making sure that you are recognizing what you want in your business. Not just, hey, you recruited somebody new. You recruited 7 people this week. Okay. If that's what you are recognizing, that is exactly what you're going to get. You don't get paid on the number of recruits. You get paid on sales volume, whether it's your personal or it's a team member. So instead of just recognizing, hey, this person had 7 new recruits, why don't you say, Mary's team, Mary's new recruits this week did $5,000 in sales. You recognize and then you'll get what you want. But if you're not recognizing the right thing, you're not going to. And it's also important to make sure that you're recognizing growth. Too often people will recognize, they had a big sale, but then the next week they're way down. You want to recognize growth. Even if it's a dollar, growth is the name of the game for your business. Any growth is a good thing, whether it's in the number of active distributors, in sales, et cetera. At the end of the day, it still boils down to sales. And there's lots of different ways that I teach on how you can recognize, but it is very, very important. So number three is the way to keep them going is to recognize. And number four, how do you keep them going? It's through coaching and mentoring. Now you might be thinking, oh my gosh, I've got this huge group. I've got 300 people. You know, I've got 100 people in my first generation and 200 people in the second, third, and fourth. I'm not talking about coaching and mentoring everybody. It's not realistic. You have to learn who to decide to work with. And it is a decision. You have to learn who wants it. And you have to learn what the best method of coaching and mentoring is for the individual, because everybody learns a little bit differently. That's a learned skill. It's not something that you were born, today I'm going to be a coach and I'm going to know how to mentor. There's a lot involved with it. And here's another rule. And I believe it's a rule. If the individual that we're talking about has slowed down or stopped, you need to know why. You should have that conversation with them. Don't just let them go off into the wind. You want to attempt to reach out and know what's going on. Really, really important. The other thing that you've got to do for your coaching and mentoring is you should be knowing the numbers of your team. You've got to know them. You've got to analyze not only your business, but their business. You got to be looking at those trends. And you need to become a strong leader and an influencer. And when I say that, I am not talking about coaching and mentoring is not doing it for them. It's teaching them how to help themselves. Really and truly, this is what people want. People don't want to depend on others. They're independent contractors. They want to do it all. Now, those are the four steps. First thing that you want to do is you want to bring on the right people. Second thing is you want to onboard them the right way. And you want to make sure that you're doing the proper recognition. And finally, it's coaching and mentoring. All of those things are the steps, but I'll tell you what's most important. And I think about this often because one of my mentors over the years, even though I was not with that company, was Mary Kay Ash. And if you ask Mary Kay Ash, what she says is what made her so successful. I remember meeting her. I wasn't with Mary Kay, but I met her and I asked her point blank, Mary Kay, what made you so successful? She said, it's pretty easy. All I do is I make everybody feel important and special. That's the most important thing. So these four steps are not a secret. They really aren't, but they do take time. And I want you to think about it this way. This is why I say quality and not just quantity. You have just given birth to a new distributor. It's like a child. You've got to raise this person. You also have to know when to let go, and you have to know who to work with. And like I said, they are simple steps and they involve, if you don't know how to do it now, that's okay. You can develop. These are skills that you can certainly develop. And honestly, no one is more important than the other. You've got to do all four steps. So when somebody says to me, you know, the hardest part about this business is prospecting and recruiting. Well, I agree. That's a difficult thing. But the reason why it's so difficult is because it's that revolving door and it's constant. So if you didn't have to bring on 20 people every month so you could have 19 at the end of the month, how much better would that be? And that's where you can really get into the training and the developing about people. Quite honestly, a small but mighty team is much better than a huge, ineffective, unengaged team. You might have bodies, but you don't have orders and you don't have sales. So you got to learn the sales about who is about to bail, because people are going to leave. That's always going to happen. And usually, before you are aware of it, if you're not in touch with people, if you're not watching the numbers, it's too late. They've already decided to leave. You should never, ever, ever be surprised that somebody decided to leave the business. If you're doing the things you need to do to reduce your turnover, which is partly doing an analysis of your business, whether it's the people and their results, you can predict it and you can stop it. So to me, it's a lot better to reduce the turnover and have people stay longer. But I will say this, you constantly have to continue to fill the pipeline with new prospects and do presentations. You've got to do it on an ongoing basis. It's not, oh, I did all my prospecting and recruiting and now I never have to do it again. No, there's always going to be turnover. And in today's day and age, you've got social media to do it. But remember this, social media is the start of meeting people. Relationships are the art. It is not flip a switch and somebody says, I want to join your team. If they do, there's a good chance that they haven't put any thought into it. And they're probably going to be leaving you soon too. You got to know your people's whys. You got to remind them daily. That's why it is about the relationships. You got to genuinely care about those people and want them to win. But remember this, you can't want it more for them than they want for themselves. You just can't. You just can't. And I see that a lot with network marketers, especially those that are just getting started. You know, they try to do everything for them and, well, I'll just do it for you. And well, there's only one of you. So you got to find a way. You have to learn how to develop others. And we talk about duplication. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. You've got to learn to help them. They've got to learn how to help themselves. You've got to learn who you're going to work with. And I will tell you this. This is the one time when I say you don't have to treat everybody the same. It's not like your kids where you don't have favorites. Guess what? In your network marketing business, you're probably going to have favorites. But coincidentally, those favorites are usually the ones that do the best. So again, reducing your turnover, you know, doing the right things at the right time with the right people, and with using the 4-step method that I teach, you can reduce your turnover by up to 50%. Remember, within a year's period of time, I grew a team from 5,000 to 10,000 because people came on and people stayed. So if you want to learn more, you want to make sure you join my private Facebook group, The Network Marketer's Den. It's a free group. There's tips every day you can share about your business. And if you want to learn a little bit more from me and talk with me, I do a free coaching call with all of my listeners or anybody that wants to go over their business a little bit. So thanks so much. Reduce your turnover. You'll reduce your stress, but you're going to increase your sales and business. So take care, everyone. And here's to your success in the network marketing business and your direct selling business. Take care. Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at The Network Marketer's Den. Thanks again for listening.